A decision on the Ring of Fire plan is delayed for at least a year. And should assembly members use social media to discuss local issues? It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. A decision about how to manage some federal lands in northern southeast has been delayed, frustrating Haynesboro officials and the industry that wants access to the land. The Bureau of Land Management has for 5 years been working through the process of amending its Ring of Fire Resource Management Plan. The plan covers more than 1 million acres from southeast through south central and Kodiak Island and along the Aleutian Chain. It was finalized in 2008, but a year later, the agency began a process to amend part of the plan, dealing with land near Haynes and Skagway. A final decision on the amendment was expected early this year. Instead, the agency announced last week they are delaying the decision at least another year and possibly two because of new information about mountain goat genetics and native cultural connections to the goats in the area. Alan Bittner is a field manager with BLM.
There's new scientific peer-reviewed evidence that shows that the goats in that area are special. I mean, they're different than other goats in North America. Also, the native villages there are also expressed some more concern, and obviously it's a part of their history and culture. So between those two things, pretty clear to us that our EIS and this amendment did not really analyze some kind of protection for the goats.
In light of those concerns, Bittner says the agency has to revisit the draft in order to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process. He said if BLM doesn't, its final decision could be challenged.
You know, really, this is a NEPA process thing in the end. It's all about having a full range of alternatives in the NEPA document. And when we go back and look at our NEPA document, we really didn't have enough alternatives in there to say we're going to allow certain activities like heli-skiing, but we're also going to analyze protecting that area and setting that area aside in some way. Doesn't mean that those things aren't compatible, that we couldn't have an area of critical environmental concern designated in there and say the reason for it is the goats, and because the goats are special both scientifically and culturally, and then still allow heli-skiing at the same time. It doesn't mean that we couldn't do that. The bottom line really is the NEPA process and the fact that we didn't have something that analyzed some form of protection.
The crux of the issue is that Haynes heli-skiing companies use BLM land within the Haynesboro for tours. They have to apply for permits to operate on BLM land, but the agency hasn't processed those permit applications while working through the amendment process in the last 5 years, essentially cutting off those areas for use. Companies say that has squeezed the amount of area they have to work with for tours. Haynesboro Mayor Stephanie Scott agrees and says the federal control of land within the borough affects economic development and private enterprise.
This is an illustration of how federal ownership of the lands in the Haynesboro impacts our economic development. And if ever there was an argument for payment in lieu of taxes by the federal government, this would be it.
Payment in lieu of taxes is a federal program that compensates communities for the federal land within their borders that can't be taxed. Scott questions why the current goat monitoring area designated in the BLM area isn't enough to satisfy the agency that it has considered the goat populations.
You know, I don't know what, I mean, my question would be, what is the goat monitoring area all about if it's not about protecting these unique goat populations? It would be my question, you know, why is that in there and why is that insufficient?
Conservation groups welcome the extra scrutiny to the mountain goat and cultural considerations. Eric Holly is president of Lynn Canal Conservation. He said the group submitted comments during the public process encouraging stricter protections for mountain goats.
Our comments have always focused on the impacts to wildlife from helicopter skiing and helicopter-based recreation. And, you know, we rely on the best science that we can get, which is primarily the research being done by ADF&G and BLM biologists, and also the guidelines of the Northern Wild Sheep and Goat Council.
The study Bittner is referring to is a 2012 study on goat genetics. Holly forwarded that study to BLM when it was released. The author of the study, Dr. Aaron Schaefer, an evolutionary biologist from Sweden, also offered a comment to BLM, encouraging the agency to consider designating an area of critical environmental concern for the goats. Schaefer found in his study that goats in the Upper Lynn Canal are genetically discrete from any other southeast mountain goats. That means, he said, that they have uniquely adapted to their current environment and may not be able to disperse and thrive elsewhere or may be overly sensitive to disturbances, like helicopter activity. The BLM draft says the agency's preferred option right now would be to slowly phase out the goat monitoring area and open up most of those lands to some commercial heliskiing, a prospect the borough and heliski companies were looking forward to being finalized in a decision. Bittner says the agency has 3 permit applications for heliskiing they haven't taken action on during the amendment process, but he says it's possible that could always change.
We could act on those and we could allow heliskiing in there. I'm also confident that we could allow heliskiing in there and tightly stipulate it, you know, limit it. We have collars on goats in our partnership with Fish and Game, so it's possible that we could allow that. What we've said to date is that we're not going to process those applications until a final decision is made on this Ring of Fire amendment.
Once the BLM drafts another alternative that considers the goat and native concerns, the public will have a chance to weigh in again. In the meantime, Mayor Scott says the borough plans on contacting the Alaska Congressional Delegation about the delay and for their assistance.
What can be done to accelerate this process that we basically cannot bear 2 more years of this delay? You know, that we want a decision, you know, and we'll live with the decision or we'll contest the decision, but this perpetual delay is intolerable.
All the Ring of Fire documents and amendments for the Haines area are online at the BLM website, and we've linked to them on our KHNS news page with this report. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday and plans to revisit local regulations for trapping on municipal property. But it's unlikely any action will be taken on the ordinance Thursday because a meeting with the Department of Fish and Game is still in the works for mid-April. The Assembly will also discuss resolutions having to do with cost of living allowances, a proposal for backyard garbage service for those unable to move garbage for pickup, and comments for the National Park Service DIE area plan and environmental assessment. The Assembly also plans an executive session to discuss candidates for the borough manager position. 2 finalists for the position were interviewed this week. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. And we didn't get to finish our recap of the March 12th meeting by the Skagway Assembly. An outcome of that meeting is that the municipality is planning on drafting a social media policy after a lengthy and sometimes heated discussion about some Assembly members' use of Facebook. Dan Henry brought the topic up after the group's executive session toward the end of the meeting. There was no one in the audience by then, but he expressed concern and criticism for how Gary Hansen expresses his opinion about Assembly business on Hansen's Facebook page. In a nutshell, Henry, at different points in the conversation, called Hansen irresponsible and naive, challenged his maturity, and said he lacked clarity. Hansen, in turn, maintained he has a right to express his opinion outside of an Assembly meeting. Here's an exchange between the two.
Well, Dan, it's all well and good, but you know that perfectly well that I'm entitled to do whatever I want to with free speech.
Sure you are.
And
sure.
Have my own opinion.
I just challenge your maturity and your insight into what politics is about and responsibility for it.
Henry and Hansen continued going back and forth about if an elected official gives up their right to express an opinion publicly or if they should appear to remain unbiased until a vote is taken on an issue.
I would vote
all
for
of this. You're stating your position before a roll call. That's what it is. Why can't you get that through your head? You are supposed to be up here clear-minded on any subject. I don't care if it's abortion, murder, trapping. I don't care what it is. You are supposed to be an impartial jurist up here.
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't.
I think I can bring.
So.
I think I'm perfectly capable, just like all of you guys, of bringing it up.
No, you don't think so.
Most of the assembly agreed the municipality needs to come up with guidelines about social media use. Steve Burnham said he's been researching the issue, and the concern for him is that if assembly members get involved in discussions about issues outside of a meeting, it breaches open meeting laws. Tim Cochran said he too was concerned about the use of social media to express assembly members' opinions or share information that should instead be discussed at meetings. Skagway clerk and interim manager Emily Deitch said in an email she has not yet created a Facebook page for the municipality because there is not a policy in place to guide it. There are also issues about open meeting rules and records retention. She said she has contacted the borough attorney for guidance on developing a policy. Mayor Schaefer said he believes that as social media, Facebook isn't the place to discuss municipal business and that those discussions should stay in the public meetings. He also noted it's not the first issue to draw lively discussion at the assembly table. Hansen said in an email after the meeting he is for the municipality creating guidelines for social media. Until then, he plans on using Facebook as a way of getting his thoughts and opinions out to the public. He emphasized that on his Gary Hansen Concerned Citizen Facebook page, he has a disclaimer that reads all opinions are his alone and not representative of any other assembly members or the mayor. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.